Easy people.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy people. Let's see here. Welcome, Jason's Basement. First podcast, the Virgin Podcast. Actually, that's kind of a lie. We did one earlier, but it's a little long-winded. Didn't put it up, so this is really the first one.
I did the Virgin Cherry Pop thing and everything, and you...
I blew it.
Yeah, you blew it.
I blew the whole thing.
So
whoa! I think my chair just...
Did your chair break?
Did you hear that pop?
I heard something.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. Yep. Either way. Just like to let you know, the background noise that you're hearing is my friend Tone Crusher Smith's album, Big Bombs of Love.
Hoo-hoo!
Was released, when was that released?
February.
February. We put that out in February. It's for free. Download backgroundnoisecrew.com.
Actually, January, but the release show was in February.
Oh, well. So what you're hearing in the background are the instrumentals from that album.
Yes.
So the background noise is giving you background noise.
Ah, pretty clever what you did there.
Right on. So I'm Jason, and I'm with Jason, and it's Jason's Basement. And we are Jason.
Yeah.
We formed together to form Mega Jason.
Mega Jason,
that's pretty
yes.
gay. Let's get off that topic before it gets into...
That was gay.
Till we get some email chatter on the Twitter sphere about our homosexuality.
Yes, that is already on there.
Couple things, I guess. We'll talk about shows, upcoming shows. Status Rain's going on tour.
On tour.
And...
With Analyrical and... somebody else?
Mercy's May.
Mercy's May, that's who it was.
Yep. Yeah. Check the website, backgroundnoisecrew.com. But that's it for background noise shows. Other shows in the Twin Cities. Deftones.
Yeah.
April 18th.
Huge fan.
Jason's Basement. Approved.
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 Missed the cue.
Nah.
I missed the cue.
Deftones, April 18th, First Avenue. I'm not going.
Because it should have sold out, bitches. I got my ticket.
But Jason's going. Much to my anger,
he's going. I told you to fucking get tickets.
I know.
I texted you, like, hey, man.
You sent me a Google Calendar.
I sent you everything. Like, hey, you need to get up on this shit.
I know.
And you was over there twiddling with your dick and shit. I was like, told you, man. Deftones is coming.
On that note, we'll just move right into our album review for the week. Is actually the new Deftones
right into it,
album.
Know?
Yeah, we're talking about shows, right? Okay.
All
right, the show's coming up.
All right,
so we should talk about Diamond Eyes.
Yes, if you haven't got it, you are missing some pretty good music.
Yeah, I mean, Deftones. I mean, quality stuff coming out of Deftones camp for years. Though I'm not really into Adrenaline, and I'm not really into Around the Fur.
I mean, I am.
They're not bad, but they're not White Pony for me is when it took a turn for, like, I gotta have Deftones in my world type thing.
I got everything.
Well, you be jocking.
I'm jocking Deftones. I'll admit it. Shit, that's my favorite band. They introduced me to rock and shit. I ain't never looked, well, I've looked back many times because I'm into all kinds of shit, but... I got every fucking album, and I love every one of them.
Oh, I love them, too. Favorite cuts off of Diamond Eyes, for me, gotta be Sex Tape, maybe number one. I do like Beauty School, number two, like, and maybe 976 Evil, number three.
Oh, yeah.
But I really like Rocket Skates, and...
What the fuck? I don't have any of those last three fucking songs on my album.
I guess it's a special...
Oh, boo, this is some bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have those three albums.
Jason's Basement first. We don't have the full album to review.
No, that's fucked up. Well, hold up, man. I bought the album when the shit first came out, and them three cuts was not on there. Them three, last three, were not on that shit.
All right.
Boo.
You still going to the show? You still going to go support them?
I'm upset,
After they just slipped that in on you like that?
That's some bullshit. Nelado. Okay, yeah, well, I'm still going. Yeah, I've already paid tickets. Yeah,
the title track is really good. It's really good. And I also
Come on, what about You Seem to Butcher?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you know, that shit is raw, man.
Well, the other thing I like about it, too, it's not... It doesn't seem as dark as other Deftone albums.
Yeah.
They've been known to be very dark.
Like, dark, experimental kind of... Shit,
well, and I mean topically too. Like their songs tend to be very morbid, very
Well, if you can understand what the fuck Chino talking about.
If he's saying, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm fucking don't know what he's talking about. He's like a heroin addict on NyQuil. Trying to sing. You don't know what the fuck.
Simmons Scissor Up with Lil Wayne.
What the fuck he talking about, you know? But you don't even figure. You like listen to him sing and then you go back and read the lyrics. And like, that ain't what the fuck he's saying.
At all.
You like listen. You can like listen with the shit all the way up to your ear. And you still don't know what the fuck
but
he's
so
saying.
Processed. It's so processed. Because
mm-hmm.
he is... Okay. Again, we like... Well, I like
I love
Deftones.
I love Deftones.
He cannot sing for shit. He is the
acapella,
worst.
Acapella, yeah. You better not take the effects off.
Can you imagine Deftones acoustic?
Ooh, I've seen it.
You have?
Have you seen that shit?
Uh-uh.
They got an acoustic that they did in Hawaii when they got and played... The shit, acoustic
what?
Guitars, yeah, and the drummer had like maracas and some gay shit like that.
What?
And he sang like without.
Change in the House of Flies?
And
did
that shit
one?
Sounded like somebody was punching him in his throat when he was singing. Like this karate chop on Adam's apple while he was singing. Like shit, all them years of screaming, his
oh,
shit is
man.
Fucked up.
Well, yeah, and he can't, like I said, he can't sing from the get go.
No, he can't sing.
If there's a. Maybe I'll try to link to it in the podcast notes or something. Maybe TQD can dig it up. There's a song with Cage, LP, and Chino from the Deftones. It's
that's
like
not,
a,
wow.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Uh-uh.
You gotta look for that shit.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
It's not good at all. Like, it's bad. But it's just so weird when you hear him out of context without, like, the band around him and without all his filters and all the vocals going on with his vocals. Because it's just, whoa.
That's what. Hey, Chino, if you ever hear this, man, we love you, man. We love
we
you.
We do.
Bro.
We do.
But yeah, well, you know you can't sing. What the fuck?
That's
you
why
know,
their
you know
sound is so
singer.
Unique. Mm-hmm. Because I take Chino more as like an instrument, and I think he knows that.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing really moving melodies that are sweeping and like he doesn't do that kind of shit. He's more of like an atmosphere. He's like. He's in there and...
He's like an instrument, like
you
said.
He's an instrument and he knows that. He's not really vocal. And I don't think vocals have ever been like a very big focus in Deftones' mix. I know the words have meaning. I don't mean it like that. I just mean presence in the mix of the music. Vocals have always taken a back seat to other things that are going on.
Yeah, it's not like Seven Dust where LaJean is like...
Right, and he's in the mix. He's right... up front, like he's the loudest thing in the mix.
Right.
With Chino, he's like, sometimes he's just way deep in the back.
In the cut, yeah.
Sometimes you can't even tell if he's actually singing or if it's just. Yeah,
just. Fucking take 2 seconds to say a word. Like, you slow down. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? But the shit sound hot. I like it. So, like I said, Chino, we love you.
We do.
Deftones.
Rocket Skates is hot. I love the time changes on it. Those juxtapositions.
Yeah, that shit was ill.
It's it very knocks you kind of for a loop a couple times.
Yeah.
Until you get really used to the song.
Yeah. Do. That's bad impersonation, but.
Yeah. You know, it sounds just like that.
If you heard the album, it sounds exactly like that.
Like that.
Yeah, pick the shit up if you ain't got it, because it's dope. It's the business.
Definitely Jason's Basement approved.
Yes.
100%.
Approved.
Approved.
Yeah, all right, so, where are we gonna move on? All right, so I got a topic.
Yep, hit me.
All right, so I want to ask you this question because when do you think you masturbate too much? When exactly you know this?
I never felt that I have, but I did know a kid in high school who consciously set out. To do it a certain amount of times in a day, and he said he couldn't do it. He said it was not possible for him to reach.
What was his goal?
Just double digits. He was trying to get to
double digits. God damn, your shit is chafed by the end of that. I don't know, man. It's like, when is it too much? I mean, when is you're a recreational, you know, you pop one off, you know, it's like twice a day, once a day, twice a week. Like, what do you think is if you could put a number on
too much.
How many times you pop a shot off?
When is too much?
Yeah,
is that what you're asking? When the scale would be too much?
When in your opinion would masturbating be too much?
Well, I think it depends on a situation. A single male, a single male scale would be different than let's say a married male's schedule.
How do you figure that?
Because a married man shouldn't be doing it so much because he should be being sexually active with
obviously
his wife.
You ain't married. Obviously you ain't married, son.
Well, no, I'm not. But
Yeah. Well, I'm married. I'm telling you now. The shit don't come along once you got a baby and shit. The shit don't come along.
Well, yeah, your life is a little bit more complicated than most people's.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't got time to be trying to fuck while the baby's sleeping, you know. You know what I mean?
I still think it varies, though, depending on where people are.
I think a single guy does it more than a fucking married guy.
If it's a single sexually active guy, he shouldn't be doing it as much because he's probably got many partners. And
have you seen these people that play World of Witchcraft or whatever the fuck? Warcraft? That shit.
Wow.
Come on, man. You really think they, like, not, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they're doing it a lot. You know, twice a day. I bet they do twice a day.
Slinging some man gravy.
You twice a day for them.
Twice a day? You think so? But if I had to put a number per week, how much is too much?
Yeah.
Six
is too much?
I would have to say six is too much.
Yeah, I was going to say like four is too much.
Four is too much?
Yeah.
I can say six. You know, sometimes, you know, you sleep better when you, you know, crank out the poison.
Well, then I also think if somebody's doing it too much, then maybe they just got too much free time on their hands.
Too much free time?
Because if you're busy and you're involved in things...
Come on, who ain't got 5 minutes?
Yeah, no, but you're not always thinking about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know men are wired to think about sex all the time, but it's like, sometimes I'm not.
Huh?
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like involved, we're doing music, or I'm like, I'm not thinking about it then.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even like you like sitting down and watching TV and all of a sudden the girls going wild pop up and you're like, hey, you know what? I ain't done it all week.
Well, yeah, but then it's not, it doesn't, it's, doesn't,
PSI is getting there.
Well, yeah, you think about it, but for me, it's not like the desire to, I'm like, oh yeah, I have it in like a week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, I'm not going to do it right now either because I don't feel like.
Who, huh?
Does that make sense?
If I could come every 5 minutes.
Appropriate.
I would.
Appropriate.
I would. Every 5 minutes.
Lord. You always get this weird, crazy, sick topics.
But I mean, it's a legit question. I'm sure there's a dude that's, if listens to this, probably like, you know what? He's probably
this
right.
This is very interesting.
It's very relevant in my life.
Yeah, all the wow kids. All the wow kids are listening in there.
I jerk off in the morning and right before I go to bed. Is that too much?
Yes. Too much.
I'm sorry, that's too much.
Yes, that's way too much.
So for all you people out there who's up in the double digits per week, yeah, it's too much.
A little much. Yep.
You need to talk to somebody or find a prostitute that's reliable.
Don't find a prostitute.
Or not. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Find a girl.
Well, segue into what I want, all what right. I was thinking.
If you can segue.
Have you, you've been watching The Office still?
Yeah.
You watched the latest episode?
When he got, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
When he proposed or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
So what are you thinking? I mean, is The Office...
Oh, he's out of there.
Well, I know he's out of there. It's in the news. He's out of there. But do you think... The Office is doomed for failure now.
What I've heard is they're bringing in Will Ferrell.
Yes, and Ricky Gervais is a possibility too.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that could be interesting.
What I find interesting is Ricky Gervais might possibly play the character he invented on a British show that was adapted for American television. Like...
After the fact, yeah.
That's like... That's circle. Some crazy circle I don't even understand. Like, that's like an oval.
He probably won't play himself. He'll probably play this other asshole.
You well, yeah, but I mean, it's pretty crazy how he could go full circle like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he creates a character and a show, and then they run for a couple seasons in England, and then somebody adapts it for American television, and then it runs off as a great hit, and seven, eight seasons later, they ask him to be on the American version of the show that he created in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But I don't think The Office is doomed.
I don't think so. That, you know, it's got some loyal followers, and you know, it just have to really suck in order for people to stop paying. But you know who I wish they would bring to the forefront a little more? Stanley.
It's like, he did have a shine, like in a couple seasons. He was a little bit more, because there was like that whole argument with him and Michael, and the, did I stutter?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Stutter
yeah.
episode and all that stuff, and then he had a heart attack. I mean, he was there, but yeah, now he's like
just an afterthought. You don't even see him standing there
sometimes.
And he'll have a cutaway or something like that. But yeah. You know, but that's about it. Him and Creed are like the ones you barely see. But Creed, well, for good reason.
Yeah, Creed. I don't think Creed should have too many speaking parts.
Yeah, he should.
Can you imagine a completely Creed-centered episode? I don't even know what that would be about.
Dude, you can imagine what creepy shit would be going on if you're watching Creed.
I think it would be, what if Creed had to run the office for a day?
Talk about masturbating too much. Yeah, see what Creed is fucking doing.
Oh, man. Creed is a nut.
He's probably playing with himself at the desk, like, you know, looking at that big girl, whatever her name is. The old
Phyllis.
He's probably filling himself up too.
Oh, like, man, the yard sale was good though. I like how Phyllis's picture on the guacamole.
The pesto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Ryan has turned into such a tool. It's a douchebag. Yeah, it's so funny.
Like, it's like every time you see him, like, oh god, what a douchebag. Like, what are you doing? Like, whatever you're doing, it doesn't make sense.
No, no. Woof. I love the Woof episode with his website.
Did he try to sell every, hit your fax, your cell phone?
Yeah, your email, and your Twitter and your Facebook, like all at once. Woof! And then, like, all this paper is, like, shooting out at him. No, Ryan's a big douche. He's, like, super douche.
Yeah, all right. Well, so we're going into about Office too much.
All right, yeah. But, anyways, I'm still a fan of The Office.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to seasons without Michael, frankly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's there for awkward humor, but I think there's plenty of other characters that are just as funny. Andy is hilarious.
Yeah, he's coming into his own, and you got Dwight.
Always been Dwight. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing I wish that wouldn't have happened would have been they got married, Pam and what's his name, got
Jim.
Married. Jim.
It did take some of it out. Yeah, it did take some of the little
attention shit, you know, and will they get together, will they not? Now they're married and got a kid and shit, and it's like they're not even, you know, it's like, okay, they're that married couple that whatever now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can totally see that. I kind of agree. Mm-hmm. They should have held it out another season or two. Yeah,
you know, or maybe some dating for a while. Like,
before the marriage and all that.
Break up and get back together kind of shit, you know, some kind of thing like that, you know, where misunderstandings are sent, you know, the Jack Tripper shit.
Yeah.
Three's Company shit, where it's always a misunderstanding.
I've never seen Three's Company.
Oh, man.
Only seen jokes about it.
It's the same fucking episode the whole time. And Mr. Roper almost catches him not being gay, you know? You know, it's like...
The Wonderful Loving Fiancé, she watched a lot of it, and she's like, we gotta watch it, but we can't ever... I mean, we don't have it on DVD. And
you ain't missing it. Just watch one episode, and you got it all. Because it's the same fucking episode. Uh-huh. Is he gay? Hey, what are you doing with that girl's titty in your hand? Oh, I'm testing her for, you know, lymph node. Oh, okay. I guess you can live here. And it's like, come on, man. This dude ain't been bringing girls in and out the house. And ain't discovered he's not gay. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'll catch my one episode.
Yeah, that's all you need. Anyway.
Should we do...
So we reviewed the album.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Segments.
Six times a week is too much masturbating. We just gonna.
Yeah.
The
office will survive.
All right. So,
good checklist there, team.
Yep. Check.
We can move into one of our segments. One of our regular segments we're gonna do.
All right. Like it or smite it.
Smite it. That's what we like to call this.
All right. So you go first.
First of all, like it. On my like it list, I got Hulu on the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
They got 5 seasons of Daria from MTV on Hulu.
Daria? What the fuck is that?
Did you ever watch that animated show?
Oh, I remember that show, but no, I never watched it. Was it good?
La, 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 la.
You can do that all day. I still won't know
it. It's she's in high school, and she's just this... She's your stereotypical, like, forget the world, I'm super cynical, I'm super sarcastic, like, outcasted teenager. And like her sister's super popular and a total idiot, and she like, and her family is just completely oblivious to like her whole world, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she's super smart, but she's really sarcastic with like her teachers and everybody around her, and it's really funny. It's Daria. Super funny. Daria.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to watch it on MTV back in high school and whatnot. It was big in the 90s.
Oh, see, I've never watched it.
So, like it. Been watching Daria on...
Like it.
Okay, like it. Okay.
Like it.
All right, now, I will ask you like it or smite it. The like button on Facebook.
Yeah.
Smite it, I would say.
Smite it.
Yeah. What's the point of the like button?
I... Somebody told me it has something to do with like hits. If you get enough certain amount of likes or something, it like ranks it up higher in the Facebook hierarchy. I don't understand.
What? Like you personally?
Yeah, or the post that is liked.
But what is that? I mean,
how, I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I was like, what's the fucking point of somebody liking something?
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, I just ate a banana, some banana bread with toasted banana bread with butter.
Like it.
Like it. Oh, that's so cool. Like, what the fuck is the like? But I can see comment. You want to comment back on some stupid shit somebody said, you know?
Yeah, but just like.
Yeah, just, yeah. Scrolling down, and I saw that you had, you know, went jogging today. Very good. I like that.
Like it.
Very good for you.
I don't know. If someone can explain the like button.
Yeah, yeah.
And what its purpose serves.
You can email us at
jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com.
jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com.
gmail.com. All there right. you go.
There you go. Your turn.
Smite it.
Smite it.
Smite it.
Smite it.
Will I fucking am.
Smite it.
Smite two times for me.
Dude.
He's
okay.
Got to go.
He's really got to go. Like, we really...
He's got
to
go.
America, we need to band together. We don't like him.
Mm-hmm. Not
you
at
can't
all.
Sit here and tell me that we
What's
like
up
him.
What's with that fucking haircut, man? That shit on the side? Like, he was cutting his hair and just fucking forgot. Like, cutting his hair with his left hand.
Just...
And forgot to switch over to his right and just left the house. Like, what the fuck is on this man's mind?
Well, man? I don't know. At the 9 to 5... I work around a lot of popular culture, and we play Black Eyed Peas songs all the time.
God, that's death to me.
And like, okay, I get it. Popular music is simple. That's what it is. I understand. I'm not hating on popular music. There are popular songs that I get some enjoyment out of. Right. There's, you know what I mean? I don't mind Bruno Mars. I don't really mind him.
Bruno Mars.
I like that Grenade that song.
What's that song?
The Grenade?
Yes, he sings that shit?
Yeah.
I would jump on a grenade.
Yeah.
You like that bullshit?
Well, it's better than other things I hear.
Okay, all right.
Because he's not talking about Crystal by the case. Patron for you, babe. All auto-tuned out, you know?
Yeah, like, but I heard that song. I'd get a drop on a grenade. I'm like, bitch, I will not.
Well, and the music is kind of interesting. He has like a little different feel instead of just the...
I ain't jumping on a motherfucking grenade.
Stupid synthesizer like... We rockin' all night. We drinking Patron, bitch.
What the fuck is that?
That's like, what shit sounds like on the radio.
I think I heard that song.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Looking for you one day, and I was like, I stopped like literally in the middle of the store, and I was like, what the fuck is going on in
like
here?
Kesha, all that bullshit.
You would have thought people were running around with plunges in the ass the way I was like standing there, like. What the fuck is going on in here? Like, why is this turned up so loud? I was like, who the fuck sprayed all this cologne? Who's doing this?
Ridiculous.
I was like, I just like backed away out. Like, the fuck is going on, dude?
I need to get out of here.
This is some kind of alternate realm.
But I mean, understand. So back to Will I Am.
Yeah.
Their shit is so formulated. It like blows. My mind.
Speaking spell shit. Yeah.
It's literally, yeah, and like, it's just this little synthesizer thing, and he gets on there with his little auto tune, like, we got our money, got our money, crap. I'm like, I'm so, and his ridiculous samples. Mm-hmm. I heard a Black Eyed Peas song, and I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Somewhere in it, the hook was like, he said he loved me long time.
I heard about that shit.
Why is this, I'm at a loss for words.
Dude, you know them motherfuckers got to be sitting in the studio like, I cannot believe.
Leave. That's what I'm saying.
We making all this money.
Okay.
I cannot believe we are this rich.
I have to believe that he's at the point where he's like, check this shit out.
Look at this.
This is going to be a hit right here. Can you believe this garbage?
Look at that right there.
And he pushes play, and then it just, this shit comes out, and he's like, watch me sell a million of this.
I bet you Fergie got to be like, you want me to sing over that shit?
Yeah.
For how much? Oh.
Oh, okay.
Fergalicious. Get the fuck out of here, man. It's like, it's...
And all she does is spell in her songs?
Yeah. F-E-R-G-I-E.
G-L-A-M-O. Shut up!
It is the worst shit I've ever... I've never...
Again, popular music, it's okay. It's supposed to be simple. That's why it's popular, because it's not, mm-hmm. it's very blanketed. But you've got to be kidding me.
You got to switch it
Michael
up.
Jackson was popular. His yeah. songs had depth. Mm-hmm.
I'm in agreement.
And he was a musician, and there was writing involved. This mm-hmm. crap just sounds stupid.
I thought Puff Daddy was bad.
Oh, we'll go on to Puff Daddy on some other episode.
Okay, I thought he was bad, but Will I Am, he's on a whole new level with the shit, man.
Yeah.
He's on a whole new level. He takes a straight song and fucking recreate. Well, not even recreate. He just takes the song
and just
and re-releases and raps over it. Yeah. Like, I did this shit.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, hey, with his little auto-tuned voice yeah. and just get out of here.
No gas smite outfit
it.
He wears.
Smite it.
Smite him.
Smite it.
Smite him and 20 motherfuckers that look like him.
Smite him and the Black Eyed Peas.
Smite him and everybody named William. It's like, oh, God.
Drive me up a wall.
Yeah, Will I Am. Kind of stupid ass. Anyway.
Smite it.
Even his name is stupid. Okay. All right, so like it or smite it, drive through caribou coffee.
I'm going to say you like it.
I'm going to say I smite it.
Oh, you smite it.
I smite this shit. Okay, we taking this shit a little too far, man. Drive through, you can't get out your fucking car for 1 minute. 1 minute to go in and buy a fucking cup of coffee. You mean tell me you gotta sit in your car, pay for it, and sit and wait in your car?
Well,
I mean, man.
This begs the age old argument for me. You ever hear about the man standing in line complaining about gas prices
mm-hmm.
while he's buying a Starbucks or a
mm-hmm.
Caribou?
Mm-hmm. All the time. People complain about bullshit all the time.
You gonna pay $5 for water with coffee beans? You gonna pay $5 for water through coffee beans and then complain about how you gotta pay $5
yeah.
to put gas in a vehicle?
Exactly.
Okay, do the math, people. A gallon of Starbucks coffee would cost like $25.
That $25 you spend in a week.
A gallon of gas costs $5. A gallon of Starbucks coffee costs $25. Where is
somebody getting paid?
Well, and here's the thing I don't understand either. Gas gets pumped in another country, put on a boat, shipped across the ocean, put into a truck, driven to gas stations, and then unloaded.
Into your
car.
That
sounds like a shitload of work.
A lot of work. You walk 30 feet from your car.
It's like, it blows my mind, man. It
pays $5.
How are you going
to
stand in line?
Walk back 30 feet.
Yeah, you're going to stand in line and complain about gas prices being astronomical while you pay $5 for flavored water.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Smite it. I was like, you can get the fuck out your car, man. Okay, I can see drive-through food. You know, you go in and get some food because you ain't got time to get it. But come on, man. If you got time to buy some leisure shit like coffee, you're really not in a fucking hurry now, are you? You know, you're really not in a fucking hurry. I can see when you got to get something to eat. Okay, I'll get something to eat real quick. Then I got to go here. But if you're like, you know what? I need a pick-me-up. I'm going to get me a cup of coffee. Where can I drive through? Motherfucker probably driving across town.
When you can just brew the shit at home.
Where you can just go to the one where you got to get out. Like, nah, I got to get out.
So you drive extra. You're going to drive extra on that $5 gallon of gas. You're going to drive extra to get my
some
drive-through
fucking
coffee.
Get the smite it.
Smite it.
Smite it. Stupid shit.
Oh, ridiculous.
Okay, you got another one?
Those are my likes and smite.
I got one more. Okay. I got one more. Like it or smite it. Virgins.
Wow, I'm gonna say you smite it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I smite virgins.
I don't know why.
And I don't smite virgins for the fact that they're being virgins, that they act so fucking self-righteous about it. You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm a virgin. And you want a fucking cookie? Like, so what? I've fucked a bunch of girls. And what? And I've never had caviar. And what, bitch? So what? I don't care if you're a virgin. You never had a dick. I bet you half of them done sucked a dick. You know, and it's like they sit up and act like they so self-righteous.
I have no words to explain this situation. I don't even...
I just don't like self-righteous virgins or vegans.
Virgins or vegans?
Anything with a V I don't like. I don't like virgins, vegans, vegetarians that are fucking self-righteous.
So you just don't like self-righteousness?
Just because you don't do this shit means I'm bad because I do. I like to eat meat, so therefore you're better than me because you don't eat meat. I like to stuff my cock into something. You don't. So that makes you better than me.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here, man. You know, for all you know, we're supposed to be having sex.
Not according to the good book.
Well, who wrote it, man? God is probably up there, man. I gave them dicks and pussies and they don't even use the damn thing. That's such a waste. You know, but anyway, you know, I'm just saying. I just don't like virgins.
All right. Fair enough.
Self-righteous virgins.
Self-righteous.
If you're saving yourself for somebody, that's good. That's wholesome, and I applaud you for doing it. But keep your fucking mouth shut about it. You know?
Don't be parading it in my face.
Yeah, like, hey, I never had sex. Like, man, that's some sad twat you got there. Sad and lonely.
No. Oh my gosh. Alright, so
that's my opinion. But anyway.
Smite it. Alright.
Alright.
There you go.
Alright, so I guess we'll leave it at that.
There it is. I don't have anything else.
I have nothing else.
Nothing
else that probably piss off somebody.
Right on.
So hopefully I can piss somebody off next week.
Jasonsbasement.net. I'm official. I got my own domain.
Yep.
Jasonsbasement.net. People hit it up. That's it.
Oh, right, you went all the way.
Yep, all the way.
All right.
We went all the way. Jasonsbasement.net. Simple. .net. Plain and simple.
Not dot MySpace or Facebook.
Nope.
Net.
Legit self-standing. JasonsBasementBNC@gmail.com. Hit us up. We'll review your album.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some stories. We'll read stories.
Yeah, if you have any situations or you need advice,
we will
more than willing to
gladly lend an ear. If there's something you'd like us to like it or smite it, we will gladly debate, like it or smite.
Yeah, and I will gladly smite anything that you like.
100%.
I'm devil's advocate.
Jason will. He will absolutely smite everything that is like.
And I will come up with a great reason for it, too. No matter what it is.
No matter what it is,
I can smite anything.
Man.
That's it.
Light bulbs.
Oh, you, like right now?
Yeah, like it or smite it.
Fucking smite it. You don't know why?
No.
Have you ever tried to fuck a fat chick with the lights on?
So you blame it on the light bulb.
That was off the top of my head. Logically. That was off the top of my head. You ever try to read a book with the lights on?
Yes, most of my books are read with lights on.
No!
No.
Read with the lights off. How are you going to read the book?
Again, very logical situation here.
See, but I came up with something, so
all right.
You know, whatever.
All right, well.
Something less offensive.
Try. For everyone out there who was offended. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week.
I love big women. So.
We will be back next week. Keep your ears on the street and your eyes in the sky.
Eyes on the sky.
Who said that? Biggie.
Was it?
No. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, me. I was like, seriously? You had me sold on some
ear to the street, eye to the sky.
Somebody said that.
Yeah, somebody.
Like a news reporter or something.
Probably. We'll Google it.
Somebody smarter than me.
We'll put it in the show notes. All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening, Jason's Basement.
Take care, everybody.